No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the fifth day of September. Okay, maybe I'll just stop doing that altogether. It's so good to be here with you, and what a joy, a privilege, and a big honor to be here and read the Word of God together in this big, beautiful, global campfire. Literally, people all over the world. And what a beautiful community you all are. We're going to jump in. There's a lot to read today. We're reading Ezekiel as we continue in the book, reading chapters 28 through 31. And this week we are reading the New International Version, Ezekiel chapter 28. The word of the Lord came to me, "Son of man, say to the ruler of Tyre, this is what the sovereign Lord says. In the pride of your heart, you say, I am a god. I sit on the throne of a god in the heart of the seas. But you are a mere mortal and not a god, though you think you are as wise as a god. Are you wiser than Daniel? Is no secret hidden from you? By your wisdom and understanding, you have gained wealth for yourself and amassed gold and silver in your treasuries. By your great skill in trading, you have increased your wealth, and because of your wealth, your heart has grown proud. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Because you think you are wise, as good as a god, I am going to bring foreigners against you, the most ruthless of nations. They will draw their swords against your beauty and wisdom and pierce your shining splendor. They will bring you down to the pit, and you will die a violent death in the heart of the seas. Will you then say, I am a god, in the presence of those who kill you? You will be but a mortal, not a god, in the hands of those who slay you. You will die the death of the uncircumcised at the hands of foreigners. I have spoken, declares the sovereign Lord. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, take up a lament concerning the king of Tyre and say to him, this is what the sovereign Lord says. You were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone adorned you, carnelian, chrysolite, and emerald, topaz, onyx and jasper, lapis lazuli, turquoise, and beryl. Your settings and mountings were made of gold. On the day you were created, they were prepared. You were anointed as a guardian cherub, for so I ordained you. You were on the holy mount of God. You walked among the fiery stones. You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created till wickedness was found in you. Through your widespread trade, you were filled with violence, and you sinned. So I drove you in disgrace from the mount of God, and I expelled you, guardian cherub, from among the fiery stones. Your heart became proud on account of your beauty, and you corrupted your wisdom because of your splendor. So I threw you to the earth. I made a spectacle of you before kings. By your many sins and dishonest trade, you have desecrated your sanctuaries. So I made a fire come out from you, and it consumed you, and I reduced you to ashes on the ground in the sight of all who were watching. All the nations who knew you are appalled at you. You have come to a horrible end and will be no more. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, set your face against Sidon, prophesy against her, and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I am against you, Sidon, and among you I will display my glory. You will know that I am the Lord when I inflict punishment on you, and within you am proved to be holy. I will send a plague upon you and make blood flow in your streets. The slain will fall within you, with a sword against you on every side. Then you will know that I am the Lord. No longer will the people of Israel have malicious neighbors who are painful briars and sharp thorns. Then they will know that I am the Sovereign Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. When I gather the people of Israel from the nations where they have been scattered, I will be proved holy through them in the sight of the nations. Then they will live in their own land, which I gave to my servant Jacob. They will live there in safety and will build houses and plant vineyards. They will live in safety when I inflict punishment on all their neighbors who maligned them. Then they will know that I am the Lord their God. In the 10th year, in the 10th month, on the 12th day, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, set your face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and against all Egypt. Speak to him and say, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I am against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, you great monster lying among your streams. You say, the Nile belongs to me. I made it for myself. But I will put hooks in your jaws and make the fish of your streams stick to your scales. I will pull you out from among your streams with all the fish sticking to your scales. I will leave you in the desert, you and all the fish of your streams. You will fall on the open field and not be gathered or picked up. I will give you as food to the beasts of the earth and the birds of the sky. Then all who live in Egypt will know that I am the Lord. You have been a staff of reed for the people of Israel. When they grasped you with their hands, you splintered and you tore open their shoulders. When they leaned on you, you broke and their backs were wrenched. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will bring a sword against you and kill both man and beast. Egypt will become a desolate wasteland. Then they will know that I am the Lord. Because you said, the Nile is mine, I made it. Therefore, I am against you and against your streams, and I will make the land of Egypt a ruin and a desolate waste from Migdol to Aswan, as far as the border of Cush. The foot of neither man nor beast will pass through it. No one will live there for 40 years. I will make the land of Egypt desolate among devastated lands, and her cities will lie desolate 40 years among ruined cities. And I will disperse the Egyptians among the nations and scatter them through the countries. Yet this is what the Sovereign Lord says. At the end of 40 years, I will gather the Egyptians from the nations where they were scattered. I will bring them back from captivity and return them to Upper Egypt, the land of their ancestry. There they will be a lowly kingdom. It will be the lowliest of kingdoms and will never again exalt itself above the other nations. I will make it so weak that it will never again rule over the nations. Egypt will no longer be a source of confidence for the people of Israel, but will be a reminder of their sin in turning to her for help. Then they will know that I am the Sovereign Lord. In the 27th year, in the first month, on the first day, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, drove his army in a hard campaign against Tyre. Every head was rubbed bare and every shoulder made raw. Yet he and his army got no reward from the campaign he led against Tyre. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I am going to give Egypt to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he will carry off its wealth. He will loot and plunder the land as pay for his army. I have given him Egypt as a reward for his efforts, because he and his army did it for me, declares the Sovereign Lord. On that day, I will make a horn grow for the Israelites, and I will open your mouth among them. Then they will know that I am the Lord. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, prophesy and say, This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Wail and say, alas for that day. For the day is near. The day of the Lord is near. A day of clouds. A time of doom for the nations. A sword will come against Egypt. And anguish will come upon Cush. When the slain fall in Egypt, her wealth will be carried away, and her foundations torn down. Cush and Libya, Lydia, and all Arabia, Cub, and the people of the covenant land will fall by the sword along with Egypt. This is what the Lord says. The allies of Egypt will fall, and her proud strength will fail. From Migdol to Aswan, they will fall by the sword within her, declares the Sovereign Lord. They will be desolate among desolate lands, and their cities will lie among ruined cities. Then they will know that I am the Lord, when I set fire to Egypt, and all her helpers are crushed. On that day, messengers will go out from me in the ships to frighten Cush out of her complacency. Anguish will take hold of them on the day of Egypt's doom, for it is sure to come. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will put an end to the hordes of Egypt by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. He and his army, the most ruthless of nations, will be brought in to destroy the land. They will draw their swords against Egypt and fill the land with the slain. I will dry up the waters of the Nile and sell the land to an evil nation. By the hand of foreigners, I will lay waste the land and everything in it. I, the Lord, have spoken. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will destroy the idols and put an end to the images in Memphis. No longer will there be a prince in Egypt, and I will spread fear throughout the land. I will lay waste Upper Egypt, set fire to Zoan, and inflict punishment on Thebes. I will pour out my wrath on Pelusium, the stronghold of Egypt, and wipe out the hordes of Thebes. I will set fire to Egypt. Pelusium will writhe in agony. Thebes will be taken by storm. Memphis will be in constant distress. The young men of Heliopolis and Babastis will fall by the sword, and the cities themselves will go into captivity. Dark will be the day at Tapanes, when I break the yoke of Egypt. There her proud strength will come to an end. She will be covered with clouds, and her villages will go into captivity. So I will inflict punishment on Egypt, and they will know that I am the Lord. In the 11th year, in the first month, on the 7th day, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. It has not been bound up to be healed or put in a splint, so that it may become strong enough to hold a sword. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I am against Pharaoh, king of Egypt. I will break both his arms, the good arm, as well as the broken one, and make the sword fall from his hand. I will disperse the Egyptians among the nations and scatter them through the countries. I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon and put my sword in his hand, but I will break the arms of Pharaoh, and he will groan before him like a mortally wounded man. I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, but the arms of Pharaoh will fall limp. Then they will know that I am the Lord, when I put my sword into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he brandishes it against Egypt. I will disperse the Egyptians among the nations and scatter them through the countries. Then they will know that I am the Lord. In the 11th year, in the 3rd month, on the 1st day, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, say to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his hordes, who can be compared with you in majesty? Consider Assyria, once a cedar in Lebanon. With beautiful branches overshadowing the forest, it towered on high, its top above the thick foliage. The waters nourished it. Deep springs made it grow tall. Their streams flowed all around its base and sent their channels to all the trees of the field. so it towered higher than all the trees of the field. Its boughs increased, and its branches grew long, spreading because of abundant waters. All the birds of the sky nested in its boughs. All the animals of the wild gave birth under its branches. All the great nations lived in its shade. It was majestic in beauty, with its spreading boughs, for its roots went down to abundant waters. The cedars in the garden of God could not rival it, nor could the junipers equal its boughs, nor could the plane trees compare with its branches. No tree in the garden of God could match its beauty. I made it beautiful with abundant branches, the envy of all the trees of Eden and the garden of God. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Because the great cedar towered over the thick foliage, and because it was proud of its height, I gave it into the hands of the ruler of the nation, for him to deal with according to its wickedness. I cast it aside, and the most ruthless of foreign nations cut it down and left it. Its boughs fell on the mountains and in all the valleys. Its branches lay broken in all the ravines of the land. All the nations of the earth came out from under its shade and left it. All the birds settled on the fallen tree, and all the wild animals lived among its branches. Therefore, no other trees by the waters are ever to tower proudly on high, lifting their tops above the thick foliage. No other trees so well watered are ever to reach such a height. They are all destined for death, for the earth below, among mortals who go down to the realm of the dead. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. On the day it was brought down to the realm of the dead, I covered the deep springs with mourning for it. I held back its streams, and its abundant waters were restrained. Because of it, I clothed Lebanon with gloom, and all the trees of the field withered away. I made the nations tremble at the sound of its fall when I brought it down to the realm of the dead to be with those who go down to the pit. Then all the trees of Eden, the choicest and best of Lebanon, the well-watered trees, were consoled in the earth below. They too, like the great cedar, had gone down to the realm of the dead, to those killed by the sword, along with the armed men who lived in its shade among the nations. Which of the trees of Eden can be compared with you in splendor and majesty? Yet you too will be brought down with the trees of Eden to the earth below. You will lie among the uncircumcised with those killed by the sword. This is Pharaoh and all his hordes, declares the Sovereign Lord. We hear a lot of the judgments today of the nations surrounding Israel. And again, we have to understand that these nations have been warned. They have had people, prophets, messengers of God sent, warned, cautioned, summoned to come and to repent. And these nations and these leaders of these nations, with their pride and arrogance, who want to take ownership of things that are ultimately God's. This is what we're reading today. The inability to come and humble themselves to honor God in a way that God is to be honored, to just recognize all that we have, all that is here, is because of the hands of God. The earth, the planet, the heavens and the earth, the sun and the moon, the earth and the waters and the trees and all of those things we read very early on in the year are the works, the handiwork of God. And yet these leaders have taken ownership. And so the judgment of God is to dry up the Nile, in which Pharaoh is taking credit for Who else could do that? Does Pharaoh have the ability to dry up the Nile? Not without a lot of effort. But what we're seeing is the judgment of God. Is God doing only what God can do in a response to the pride and the arrogance and the self-righteousness of the leadership that will not acknowledge him? And so he's going to use that thing that they are holding on to show them that he is God. And we will hear this in the wording of our reading over the course of the next few days. So Jesus, we thank you for this time and this space together. We thank you for your word that challenges us. It cuts us as it is a double-edged, a two-edged sword. We cannot slice someone else with the truth without it cutting and penetrating us first. And so I pray, God, that you would give us eyes to see and ears to hear the words that you long for us to hear. Thank you for this time together, and we thank you for who you are, and we stand in awe of who you are. Let us not forget the awe and the wonder and the fear of who you are. And we give you thanks, and we give you praise, and we pray this all in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I have a very exciting announcement. It is so fun to give these little surprises in celebration of 20 years of Daily Audio Bible. This coming Tuesday night, September the 9th, Brian and Ezekiel and myself, we will be doing a social media live event where we will just sit down together, talk about this book, The Breathing Prayer, see you face to camera, and just spend some time together. I think it's long overdue, and so we're going to do it. That is this coming Tuesday evening, September the 9th. Put it on your little calendars, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, I know that is different times all over the country. I'm not that smart to rattle them off, but if you ask Siri, she'll tell you what time 6:30 Central Standard Time is in your part of the world. So that's coming up, and boy, do we look forward to seeing all of you there. Tuesday, September the 9th, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you. We could not do this without you. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or you can utilize that app. Hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner. And lastly, look on the website. Look for the give icon. If you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, if you have a prayer request, if you would like to share what you believe God has answered through the prayers of this community, several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. Or you can use the app, hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. When you are finished, hit submit, turn that little wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. We'll turn the page together tomorrow, continue in the book of Ezekiel. I'm Jill. I love you all. Until then, love one another.
Good morning, Dabsy family. This is the burning bush that will not be devoured for the glory of our God and King. I'm calling with a prayer request for my friend's daughter, Jordan. She's a middle schooler who had an asthma attack last night. It's been almost 12 hours, I think, and she is still not getting better. She's currently in the hospital on oxygen, So please join me in prayer for her today. Father God, we pray, O Lord, for Jordan, your baby daughter who loves you so much. I pray that in the name of Jesus, God, that you will heal her lungs, heal her body. Holy Spirit, I pray that you never leave her side. Jesus, I pray that you allow her to feel and know that you're present. I pray for her mom right now who is justifiably anxious. Father, I pray that, Lord, that you will give her peace that surpasses understanding, Lord. I pray that for us, her friends, and just close ones, Father, teach us and show us how to comfort them during this time. But most of all, Lord, we believe in healing. We believe that you are the same God of yesterday, today, and forever. And I pray that I will call back with a praise report for Jordan. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Dabs family. I will call back with an update.
Hey there, my beautiful Dabs family. No, this is not KSD, just borrowing his beautiful greeting. This is Viv, and I trust that you are all doing okay, or maybe just trusting God in all difficult circumstances. So much to say, so little time, so let's jump right in. I'll start with the half of our dynamic duo, the amazing Jill. Yes, we still do remember China. Blessings to her and her family. Sister Jill, I had to laugh out loud when you made us wait for that announcement. I said, cheeky girl. But you reminded us why we are here, and we so appreciate what you do, Jill. Well, I did get my copy of the Breathing Prayer and can't wait to have my hands on it. Walter, the burning bush that can never be devoured. Sister, I heard your request and I've been praying for you since. And I know many who haven't called in have been praying for you too. We're just trusting God that this will be worked out in your favor, and that you and your siblings can rejoice in the outcome, and that God will be glorified. So we're praying for your sister. And finally, today, Brother KSD. The blessing, the grace, testimony, excitement, being overwhelmed and trusting in God, all of that came through your prayer when you called in. And I'm just trusting God that, you know, he will continue to repair the relationship with your daughter, and that, you know, for anyone else who is going through a similar situation, that they will have a joyful reunion someday. And that's a wrap. My time is up. Walk good. And what Jill always say, love one another. Talk to you next time.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier, just calling because I've been out of commission. I had a gallbladder operation and also a stone. I've been in and out of the hospital for the past week, and now I'm going through rehab. Just ask the saint to pray with me as I pray for you all and the challenges that you're going through. And Lord, I just ask that you be with every one of them. You know all about it, Father. I ask that you open doors no man can close. You touch our seniors. You touch our children. You touch our families, Father. And you touch Brian and Jill and Ezekiel and China and all the people of God. Thank you, Lord, for 20 years. And thank you for your spirit and your presence. And Lord, we give you the glory. In Jesus' name. Have a good day, Deborah. Love you all. Bye-bye.